Sonnet 141 by William Shakespeare on Literature Out Loud. In faith, I do not love thee with mine eyes, for they in thee a thousand errors note, but 'tis my heart that loves what they despise, who in despite of view is pleased to dote. Nor are mine ears with thy tongue's tune delighted, nor tender feeling to base touches prone, nor taste nor smell desire to be invited to any sensual feast with thee alone. But my five wits, nor my five senses can dissuade one foolish heart from serving thee, who leaves unswayed the likeness of a man, thy proud heart's slave and vassal wretch to be. Only my plague thus far I count my gain, that she that makes me sin awards me pain. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 142 by William Shakespeare. Love is my sin, and thy dear virtue, hate. Hate of my sin, grounded on sinful loving. Oh, but with mine compare thou thine own state, and thou shalt find it merits not reproving, or if it do, not from those lips of thine, that have profaned their scarlet ornaments, and sealed false bonds of love as oft as mine, robbed others' beds revenues of their rents. Be it lawful I love thee, as thou lovest those whom thine eyes woo, as mine importune thee. Root pity in thy heart, that when it grows, thy pity may deserve to pitied be. If thou dost seek to have what thou dost hide, by self-example mayest thou be denied. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 143 by William Shakespeare. Lo, as a careful housewife runs to catch one of her feathered creatures broke away, sets down her babe and makes an swift dispatch in pursuit of the thing she would have stay, whilst her neglected child holds her in chase, cries to catch her whose busy care is bent to follow that which flies before her face, not prizing her poor infant's discontent. So runnest thou after that which flies from thee, whilst I, thy babe, chase thee afar behind. But if thou catch thy hope, turn back to me, and play the mother's part. Kiss me, be kind. So will I pray that thou mayest have thy will, if thou turn back, and my loud crying still.
AM 630, K-Talk. Honest talk, serious solutions.
Dave Eldridge here. You know Dave, the shy guy at Affordable Rent-A-Car? I'm really not shy. I'm just not your typical loudmouth car dealer. I know and love the car business because I grew up working in my parents' dealership. So even though I might be a little shy, I'm the right guy to rent or buy a car from. Come see me. Dave, the shy guy at Affordable Rent-A-Car and Sales. We're at 4000 South State Street. Or give me a call, 801-266-7368. That's 801-266-RENT.
Celebrate your craving for the very best seafood at Summerhays Halibut and Chips, 4870 South Highland Drive. Daily specials for $6.95, like grilled lobster sandwich, crab cake or haddock with chowder, shrimp Louis salad, and more. Tuesdays, get two grilled fish tacos with fries or salad and a drink for $5.95. Fish Fridays, three-piece halibut and chips, just $12.50. And now, enjoy all-you-can-eat fish and chips every Saturday for just $11.50. Homemade smoothies, creme brulee, and the all-new deep-fried banana split. Summerhays Halibut and Chips, 4870 South Highland Drive. Hi, Dickie Shannon from K-Talk Radio. I just had the most amazing dental experience ever. Two of my teeth had been repaired and patched until there was next to nothing left. Then, like magic, beautiful new teeth that looked like I was born with them. So if you're a baby boomer like me, don't wait. Call for a free consultation. 801-254-0835. 801-254-0835. I got my new teeth in just one quick visit. You can too. 801-254-0835.
Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 144 by William Shakespeare. Two loves I have of comfort and despair, which like two spirits do suggest me still. The better angel is a man right fair, the worser spirit, a woman colored ill. To win me soon to hell, my female evil tempteth my better angel from my side, and would corrupt my saint to be a devil, wooing his purity with her foul pride. And whether that my angel be turned fiend, suspect I may, but not directly tell. But being both from me, both to each friend, I guess one angel in another's hell. Yet this shall I ne'er know, but live in doubt, till my bad angel fire my good one out. Turned fiend. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 145 by William Shakespeare. Those lips that love's own hand did make breathed forth the sound that said, I hate, to me that languished for her sake. But when she saw my woeful state, straight in her heart did mercy come, chiding that tongue that ever sweet was used in giving gentle doom. And thus it taught anew to greet. I hate, she altered with an end, that followed it as gentle day doth follow night, who like a fiend from heaven to hell is flown away. I hate, from hate away she threw, and saved my life, saying, not you. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 146 by William Shakespeare. Poor soul, the center of my sinful earth, feeding these rebel powers that thee array, why dost thou pine within and suffer dearth, painting thy outward walls so costly gay? Why so large cost, having so short a lease, dost thou upon thy fading mansion spend? Shall worms, inheritors of this excess, eat up thy charge? Is this thy body's end? Then, soul, live thou upon thy servant's loss, and let that pine to aggravate thy store, by terms divine, in selling hours of dross, within be fed, without be rich no more. So shalt thou feed on death, that feeds on men, and death once dead, there's no more dying then. Thank you. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 147 by William Shakespeare. My love is as a fever, longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which doth preserve the ill, the uncertain sickly appetite to please. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I desperate now approve desire is death, which physic did accept. Past cure I am, now reason is past care, and frantic mad with evermore unrest. My thoughts and my discourse as madmen's are, at random, from the truth vainly expressed, for I have sworn thee fair and thought thee bright, who art as black as hell, as dark as night. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 148 by William Shakespeare. Me, what eyes hath love put in my head, which have no correspondence with true sight? Or if they have, where is my judgment fled, that censures falsely what they see aright? If that be fair whereon my false eyes dote, what means the world to say it is not so? If it be not, then love doth well denote love's eye is not so true as all men's know. How can it? Oh, how can love's eye be true, that is so vexed with watching and with tears? No marvel, then, though I mistake my view, the sun itself sees not till heaven's clears. The sun itself sees not till heaven clears. Oh, cunning love, with tears thou keep'st me blind, lest eyes well-seeing thy foul faults should find. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 149 by William Shakespeare. Canst thou, O cruel, say I love thee not when I against myself with thee partake? Do I not think on thee when I forgot am of myself, all tyrant, for thy sake? Who hateth thee that I do call my friend? On whom frownest thou that I do fawn upon? Nay, if thou lowerest on me, do I not spend revenge upon myself with present moan? What merit do I in my self-respect that is so proud thy service to despise, when all my best doth worship thy defect, commanded by the motion of thine eyes? But love, hate on, for now I know thy mind. Those that can see thou lovest, and I am blind. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 150 by William Shakespeare. Oh, from what power hast thou this powerful might, with insufficiency my heart to sway, to make me give the lie to my true sight, and swear that brightness doth not grace the day? Whence hast thou this becoming of things ill, that in the very refuse of thy deeds there is such strength and warranties of skills that in my mind thy worst all best exceeds? Who taught me? Who taught thee how to make me love thee more, the more I hear and see just cause of hate? Oh, though I love what others do abhor, with others thou shouldest not abhor my state. If thy unworthiness raised love in me, more worthy I to be beloved of thee. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 151 by William Shakespeare. Love is too young to know what conscience is, yet who knows not, conscience is born of love. Then, gentle cheater, urge not my amiss, lest guilty of my faults thy thy sweet self prove? For thou betraying me, I do betray my nobler parts to my gross body's treason. My soul doth tell my body that he may triumph in love. Flesh stays no farther reason, but rising at thy name doth point out thee as his triumphant prize. Proud of this pride, he is contented thy poor drudge to be, to stand in thy affairs, fall by thy side. No want of conscience hold it that I call her love, for whose dear love I rise and fall.
AM 630, K-Talk, Utah's independent radio voice for 45 years.
Imagine a place where you are totally free. Free to be who you want, to think what you want. Free to worship, to love, to express yourself, to speak out against the things that make you mad. Imagine living in a place like that. Oh, that's right. You do. America, it's a free country. And for over 200 years, it's been our job to make sure it stays that way. We're the men and women of the United States Navy.
Dave Eldridge here. You know Dave, the shy guy at Affordable Rent-A-Car? I'm really not shy. I'm just not your typical loudmouth car dealer. I know and love the car business because I grew up working in my parents' dealership. So even though I might be a little shy, I'm the right guy to rent or buy a car from. Come see me. Dave, the shy guy at Affordable Rent-A-Car and Sales. We're at 4000 South State Street. Or give me a call, 801-266-7368. That's 801-266-RENT.
It's tax season again. I'm Jim Kirkwood, and I want you to enjoy special KTalk pricing on your tax return preparation. We will charge KTalk listeners less than TurboTax and much less than the national chains and franchises. My partner and I both have experience and tested certification. Certified Tax Professionals offers knowledgeable tax return preparation. Call me, Jim Kirkwood, at 801-915-9927. Why pay more, much more, to get an inferior product? Certified Tax Professionals will do your return accurately and at a low price. Then, if you're audited, we're able to represent you before the IRS. Certified Tax Professionals has an enrolled agent on staff in order to solve any problems that may arise in your return. If you have problems with previous year's returns by other tax preparers, we can represent you. Don't pay a lot of money for nothing. Visit me at Reams Grocery Store on 4700 South at 2700 West from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or call me, Jim Kirkwood, at 801-915-9927. That's 801-915-9927. Thank you very much.
Times have been tough. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, consumer credit payments, or your car or truck is at risk of being repossessed, there are options. The time to seek legal help is now. Utah bankruptcy professionals want you to know that there's no cost to learn what your options are. At Utah Bankruptcy Professionals, your legal rights will be explained fully. You'll understand your options. Facing foreclosure, the repossession of a vehicle, or dealing with creditors who just won't stop hassling you. Utah Bankruptcy Professionals may be able to help you keep your home, reduce your payments, save your vehicle, or possibly eliminate your debt altogether. Behind on your mortgage? A home loan modification may be the best option for you. Utah Bankruptcy Professionals can help. Their experienced attorneys understand your concerns, and they'll gladly provide the counsel you deserve. You don't want to wait until it's too late to save what you've worked so hard for. Contact Bankruptcy Professionals today. 801-501-0100. That's 801-501-0100, or visit them online at utahbankruptcy.com.
Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 152, by William Shakespeare. In loving thee, thou knowest I am forsworn, but thou art twice forsworn. To me, love swearing, in act thy bed vow broke and new faith torn, in vowing new hate after new love bearing. But why of two oaths breach do I accuse thee, when I break 20? I am perjured most, for all my vows are oaths but to misuse thee, and all my honest faith in thee is lost. For I have sworn deep oaths of thy deep kindness, oaths of thy love, thy truth, thy constancy, and to enlighten thee, gave eyes to blindness, or made them swear against the thing they see. For I have sworn thee fair, more perjured I, to swear against the truth, so foul a lie. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 153 by William Shakespeare. Cupid laid by his brand and fell asleep. A maid of Dian's this advantage found, and his love-kindling fire did quickly steep in a cold valley fountain of that ground, which borrowed from this holy fire of love, which borrowed from this holy fire of love a dateless lively heat still to endure, and grew a seething bath, which yet men prove against strange maladies a sovereign cure. But at my mistress's eye, love's brand new fired, the boy for trial needs would touch my breast. I, sick withal, the help of bath desired, and thither hied, a sad distempered guest, but found no cure. The bath for my help lies where Cupid got new fire, my mistress's eyes. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 154 by William Shakespeare. The little love god lying once asleep laid by his side his heart in flaming brand, whilst many nymphs that vowed chaste life to keep came tripping by. But in her maiden hand the fairest votary took up that fire, which many legions of true hearts had warmed, and so the general of hot desire was sleeping by a virgin hand disarmed. This brand she quenched in a cool well by, which from love's fire took heat perpetual, growing a bath and healthful remedy for men diseased. But I, my mistress's thrall, came there for cure, and this by that I prove, love's fire heats water, water cools not love. Thank you. Poetry Out Loud, Sonnet 149 by William Shakespeare. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 132 by William Shakespeare. Thine eyes I love, and they, as pitying me, knowing thy heart torments me with disdain, have put on black and loving mourners be, looking with pretty ruth upon my pain. And truly not the morning sun of heaven better becomes the gray cheeks of the east, nor that full star that ushers in the even doth half the glory to the sober west, as those two morning eyes become thy face. Oh, let it then as well beseem thy heart to mourn for me, since mourning doth thee grace, and suit thy pity like in every part. Then I will swear beauty herself is black, and all they fail, and all they foul, that thy complexion lack. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 136 by William Shakespeare. If thy soul check thee that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will, and will thy soul knows. And will thy soul knows, is admitted there, thus far for love my love suit sweet fulfill, will fulfill the treasure of thy love, I fill it full with wills, and my will won. In things of greater receipt with ease we prove among a number one is reckoned none, then in the number let me pass untold, though in thy store's account I one must be, for nothing hold me, so it please thee hold that nothing me, a something sweet to thee, make but my name thy love, and love that still, and then thou lovest me, for my name is Will. Whistling means it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. I used to have a ferocious temper and argued day and night. That might be why my mama named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Empty Noggin, at your service. Just for your information, I'm that old guy driving the speed limit in the slow lane. Don't give me dirty looks when the people in the fast lane ain't going fast enough for you and you can't use the slow lane as the extra fast let's pass everybody else lane. Remember, this is happening in a place where most of the people has swore to obey the law of the land, and I think that includes speed limits. Except when they have an emergency and you and me are in the way. I just wanted to take this opportunity to say how much I have enjoyed having you speedsters on the road. You won't be around forever, and I wanted to say this now before you kill yourselves and several others in your rush to get wherever it is you're rushing off to. It's going to be tough not having you around to tailgate me in the slow lane when there are other lanes on the freeway. I suppose someone else will come along and take your place, but you can at least be glad I don't jam on my brakes anymore just to give you a thrill. It might be that cell phone you got glued to your jaw. When I see a vehicle going extra fast or extra slow, it's usually someone jawboning about something very, very important on their cell phone. So important, it can't wait till they get there and not important enough to pull off the road to talk about. They say talking on your cell phone reduces your driving proficiency down to about the level of a drunk. That's what you're driving like, a drunkard. You may not drink, but you're doing a pretty good imitation with your weaving all over the road and your slow and fast tailgating. It has been entertaining to watch some of your antics. Like the guy in the fast car I could see coming way too fast in my mirror. Since I was in the slow lane going the speed limit, he swerved around me like I was standing still, probably going about 30 or 40 over the limit. The bad news is the swerving didn't stop even when he was way down the road. He did a little fishtail and then wham, right into the Jersey barrier. I started to slow up since his car was now airborne and not too far in front of me. To my amazement, the car continued in a perfect arc, just like you see on the movies. And as it flipped 360 degrees around in a circle, it landed back, right side up, and even in the right lane. The guy who was driving next to him in the other lane must have been grateful for that precision movement. I'm glad I didn't have to see one car land on top of another. Well, I think one or two of the tires blew out from the impact of the landing. And as this modern McQueen had a few seconds to contemplate his amazing luck, he finally decided to pull off on the side of the road to check out what had happened. Don't try this at home. The luck of the stupid driving way too fast has probably been used up by this one maneuver for the next year or two. If you still have to drive stupid, we would all appreciate it if you could move away for a couple years. Just remember, you heard it here first from Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Just MT to you and my closest friends. Maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too. Wouldn't you? I hope you've been able to share the abundance I find in my life, those blessings disguised as both troubles and opportunities. I hope you see the abundance this life has to offer us. I declare to you that having a positive attitude and holding positive expectations can change your life from despair to rejoicing. I love the wealth of excellent poems, short stories, novels, and other writing available to us in this incredibly shrinking internet age. I also celebrate the spoken word by recording audio versions of these famous works available to everyone, anywhere. The combined text and audio versions may give you and others a better understanding of these important and wonderful words. Let's get working on the kind of abundance you are seeking together.